Zechariah 4 and 6. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." What demotivates you from serving God? Number 3, burnout, part 2. One Sunday afternoon, the pastor's wife dropped into an easy chair saying, "Boy, am I tired." Her husband looked over at her and said, "I had to conduct 2 special services last night, 3 today, and gave a total of 5 sermons. Why are you so tired?" "Dearest," she replied, "I had to listen to all of them." Well, pastors, spouses, and church workers carry the heaviest burden of preparation for our worship experiences. However, these yoke fellows who perform the yeoman's work in our churches day after day can grow weary without the proper rest. In our last posting, we provided a backdrop for how burnout can slowly extinguish our fire and deplete our drive to help people discover and mature in Christ. This week, we will explore the potential blessings of burnout. Burnout does not need to end in a flameout. It can lead to a rebirth. Linda Sechrest, in a secular article entitled "The Benefits of Burnout," wrote, "In a culture wedded to positive thinking, burnout and its first cousin, depression, are thought of as disorders in need of a fix. What if instead we see them as losses of naivete, false identities, and faulty assumptions that are making a way for a more authentic life? What if we viewed burnout as an invitation to come into an alignment with a more elegant expression of our gifts, relationships, and overall life energy?" Linda's points translate from the secular to our spiritual lives. In fact, the Bible contains examples of burnout and rebirth in the stories of Elijah, Moses, Noah, Timothy, and others. Let us look closely at the story of Elijah found in 1 Kings chapter 18 and 19. At this point, Elijah, after hiding for 3 years during a drought that he had prophesied, reveals himself to a desperate King Ahab. Subsequently, the Lord grants him victory over the 450 prophets of Baal, allowed him to prophesy that the drought would end and a miraculous rain would fall on the valley, and gave him the strength to outrun a chariot from the valley of Mount Carmel to Jezreel. Nevertheless, when he hears that Queen Jezebel wants to have him killed, he reaches a tipping point and fizzles out. He said in 1 Kings 19 and 4, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Now, after all that God had done for him, he didn't have the fortitude to take one more step of faith. His faith faltered. His flame flickered. His foresight was filtered by feelings and not his faith. Like Elijah, when we encounter burnout, it can lead to withdrawing, avoiding, becoming less approachable, openness to sin, and becoming a less productive believer. We can follow God's response to Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. His response led to Elijah's rebirth. His prescription was that of rest. He told Elijah to rest. He gave him refreshment. He gave him more rest. He recommended more refreshment and then reflection, such as in chapter 19 and 9 when he says, "What are you doing here?" Then he worked on his relationship with more reflection and more redirection. Then God reinforced his plan for his life. God has a plan for each person that is uniquely suited to us. Unlike people, God never piles on more than we can handle. God never drives his servants to the point of breakdown. If this is true, why do so many people struggle with too much to do and burn out from overwork and exhaustion? Is God responsible? No. When Paul told us in Romans 12 to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, he was not telling us to burn ourselves out in the process. Our living sacrifice is to be holy and pleasing to God. Subsequently, burning out and sidelining ourselves from ministry is not holy nor pleasing to God. The challenge is to maintain balance. Questions. 1. Discover. When you rest, are you able to truly separate yourself from your responsibilities, to truly enjoy the moment? If not, talk to others who are able to accomplish this to find out the secret. In fact, tell me. I need to get better at this area. B, is being a workaholic for the Lord in ministry a good thing? Why or why not? Hint, name a few and note their ministry and track record. 2, develop. A, how do you integrate rest, relaxation, and refreshment into a day that already does not have enough time in the day? Note some ways that you can begin to prayerfully begin to prioritize your calendar. As a brother or sister in Christ, what is your responsibility to other believers that exhibit signs of burnout? What tools can you use to help them create a sustainable pace? 3, demonstrate. How would your spouse or your family describe your workload? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.